A word for you from John chapter 13 verse 2. And supper being ended, the devil, having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given him all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God. Isn't it amazing that the Lord Jesus knew full well what was going to happen? And here he was as a servant, and he knew what was happening to Simon. And God allowed this thought to be planted into Judas's heart in the situation where Jesus was busy serving and laying down his life. This was the beginning, you could say, of the end. But it was the beginning of the beginning for the disciples, the true disciples. The problem was that Judas Iscariot was not one of those who was truly washed. Because the Lord Jesus later on says that not all of you are clean. As he says in verse 10, that if you are bathed, then you only need your feet washed. But not all of you are clean. Verse 11 it says, for he knew who would betray him. Therefore he said, you are not all clean. We never hear about Judas expressing any repentance. We never hear, like with Simon Peter, right at the beginning of the 3 years of being a disciple, where he said, Lord, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. The expression, in other words, the acknowledgement of his sinfulness. Judas Iscariot seemed to be a hanger-on. He was impressed. He felt flattered that he could be with the 12 and looked up to because of the miracles that were happening. He was also impressed that he was so trusted as the treasurer. And he allowed a thought to be planted into his heart, for he was not clean. Mngani wami, uhlanzekile na? Ngoba uma igazi lika Jesu lingakahlanzi inhliziyo yakho, kusho ukuthi inhliziyo ivulekile ukuthi uSatan atshale umcabango. That thought is the danger to you and the danger to others, because the thought planted into the heart of Judas Iscariot was to cause terrible things to happen. Although God was still in full control, but woe to the one through whom this evil would come.